CliffCentral.com.
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
He is Justin Bieber. From Canada, A. And B, a singer. Right, there we go. With Ludacris and All Around the World. Hey, Flex. Tell the guys from Lochinville we're going to be playing a little game this morning. Andrew versus Brian. We're going to see whoever gives the most interesting answers to my questions. We're going to rank them in terms of score. And whoever wins has to post a picture of their genitalia on Twitter.
No.
No. Don't answer for them. They'll do it. They're all for it. Okay, they have to pay. I'll tell you what. You have to post an embarrassing picture on social media if you come last. So it's important that you give interesting and true answers to my questions. Deal, guys? Deal.
Out there.
They both said okay.
Out there, we were busy discussing what happens if you lose with guessing who's who.
Shit. Okay, yeah.
You are going to play, if you lose, dial or delete.
What's that?
Where they take your phone, they randomly scroll.
Oh, Jesus.
And they pick a random number and they say dial or delete. If you won't dial it, they delete the number from your phone.
But they tell me who it is.
Yeah, they tell you it is.
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm
so it could be like someone you've never spoken to in 10 years, and either you delete their number or you have to phone them and say hello.
But you
hello.
Know what they're going to do? They're going to look up like politicians or...
No, it's random. You scroll randomly.
Okay.
So it'll be someone at E or F.
You should do the same for them for that game.
No. I like my idea of pasting up a picture of something embarrassing or something.
No, it's Friday. Let's get a few dicks out there.
Oh. All right. It's Friday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the way, Lochinville. But before we do that, there's a dude who is trying to break a world record. He's a Zimbabwean comedian. His name is Carl Joshua Nube. And is he on Skype, Flex? What's
Skype,
the story?
Yes.
All right, let me speak to this guy because it sounds like he's doing some interesting stuff. I think he was in here the other day with Dave Levinson. I'm not sure. It could have been with Dusty Rich, but let me just double check. Hey, Carl, are you there? Carl. Carl.
How are you doing, Gareth? Are you good?
Jeez, you got a bad signal you got a bad signal in Zim or something.
Yeah, it looks like they've decided to hack into my account. Can you hear me?
Very good. I can hear you now nice and loud and clear. So what's happening, man? You're trying to break a record?
Yeah, apparently. You see, like, life in Zimbabwe is breaking a record in itself. So I kind of figured, like, Guinness Book of Records is an easier odds, I suppose.
All right. You are a comedian. You have 6 siblings. And you're married. And apparently you got married in the Bahamas.
Yep. Yes, we had to elope because our parents remarried, and in our culture, you kind of have to bring all the sides together, and they wouldn't agree. So my wife and I decided we're in our 30s, so, you know, to hell with it. So we got married in the Bahamas.
Now, something people don't know about you may be a comedian, but you're actually a qualified gynecology nurse.
Yes, yes. So I studied nursing because my parents said I needed to have a career to fall back on. So they sent me to England, and so I studied nursing and then came back to Zimbabwe because they wouldn't let me stay in the UK.
But gynecology, huh?
Years later.
That's what you chose, gynecology?
Yeah, it wasn't that I chose it. It was gynecology and urology. So it's kind of, you know, guys and girls. Quite an interesting time.
So you must have seen quite a lot of diseased genitalia over your time as a nurse.
Yes, because you would think seeing genitalia would be great, but this is sick genitalia, and that's not really the most exciting thing you wanna have before, you know, like a ham sandwich or something.
Tell me, is this the source of most of your comedy?
No, Zimbabwe is the source of my comedy, like literally. Like you just walk out and, you know, our government has a good way of sponsoring stand-up comedians. They really have a heart for us. They, you know, they're out there every day just slaving away just to make sure they're screwing stuff up and just making things so difficult that I've got lots of material to share.
Are you not worried that you're going to get into trouble with the government and that they'll lock you in Chikurubi prison?
No, absolutely. But thankfully, we've got Pastor Ivan, who's taking the blow for us at the moment. So he's kind of on the front lines. And then I just, you know, kind of slip in a couple of little tweets here and there. But yeah, comedy is not really a free space in Zim. So I perform a lot in South Africa. Thankfully, I've got lots of support from Parker's Comedy Club and the Goliath Comedy Club. You know, they really help me out with gigs. And also, I get to perform in South Africa legally, which is nice.
All right. Well, that's very good. I'm happy to hear that. When are you starting this record-breaking attempt?
Okay, so the window I've been given by Guinness is 17th of August to the 23rd. Mm-hmm. So the idea is I'm supposed to perform. The record is currently 30 gigs in 7 days, which is held by an Australian. It's a 10-year-old record. So he did 30 gigs in 30 venues. I'm trying to do 35 gigs in 35 venues in 12 cities in 4 countries in.
That sounds like ZANU PF have got hold of him. All right.
So, yeah. Oh, bummer. You guys can hear me?
No, we can hear you now. It's come back. It's coming and going. Okay. Definitely, the secret police are definitely listening in. All right, listen, Carl, all I can say, dude, are you coming to South Africa as part of this tour?
Yes, so we start out in Cape Town, we do 1 day in Cape Town, then we do 1 day in Joburg, okay. And then we come to Zimbabwe to do the rest of the days. The last day is in Victoria Falls, where we touch on Botswana, Zambia, and Zimbabwe on the same day.
Nice. All right, listen, we'll all support you. Let us know what exactly the details are so we can come and support you, where those gigs are going to be. You're going to break the world record, and we want to be part of it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Thank you.
Cool. Right. Thank you to ZANU PF for listening in on this conversation. Big shout out to those guys.
All right, brother. Thank you. Very nice. That's Carl Joshua Ngube. We will put up on cliffcentral.com the details of his world record-breaking attempt to do the most comedy stand-up gigs in a certain space of time. It's in fact, I think the time that he has to do 7 days to break the record for gigs. You going to go, Mubs?
Yeah, sure.
Support. Let me tell you about iConnect. Why, Mabali? Why would I tell you about iConnect? What are the most important things?
You want to give us some useful information that you probably need.
Not only that. What do you need in business? I mean, Ben, you know. Come on. What do you guys know about the most important things you have to have in business?
Gareth, I want to be connected all the time,
completely, every day.
That's the only way I can ever do anything in business.
Ben, you speak our language. So let's talk about this, shall we? The most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment are communications and technology. Who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more. iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with most reliable connectivity and necessary support and backup. iConnect is your answer, all delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iConnectSA.co.za for more info. That's iConnectSA. Don't forget the SA. People go iConnect.co.za, not the right one. iConnectSA.co.za. The one provider to manage all your communications. And I know a lot of our listeners already are very connected and you know what's going on, but hell, wouldn't you like to benefit from much faster speed, much more reliable technology? Ben has not had to wait for one single illegal download of stuff off of Pirate Bay since he got on iConnectSA.co.za.
The dubious things that I look at while here on your time.
Damn
is
straight.
Never interrupted.
And stupidly, I let him get away with it. I should clamp down.
Subtle.
There we go. All right, ladies and gents, it is time for us to welcome to the studio once more the two boys who we had in here just a short while ago. They are two of, or rather one of, when they're together, South Africa's most successful performing artists. I refer here to Lochinvil. Let's welcome them to the studio this morning, Andrew and Brian. And we're going to start off with an embarrassing game in which if I get it wrong, identifying Brian and Andrew, if I get the wrong brother, then I end up having to give them my phone. They will scroll through my phone. They will dial and delete.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
I think if Gareth does get it right, you should lie anyway so that he definitely loses.
No,
right?
Because I will be able to tell.
I agree, actually.
Yes. I will be able to tell. All right, so here we are. Let me look at you two. They've even got the same goddamn beard today. Do you grow them in tandem? Like, you know, do you decide?
Obviously, yes. Every single day we wake up in bed.
You wake up, you've got bunk beds, right?
Yes, I sleep on the bottom bunk. That's right. Because Brian's my big brother.
Sorry, you just gave it away.
Fuck.
Oh, damn it.
Or am I trying to trick you?
No. You see, because last time I called Brian Andrew and I called Andrew Brian.
It's true. I remember that.
And I almost made the same mistake this morning. And I saw you guys sitting out there, and I'd already pretty much worked out. Because you've got the same beanies. Well, not even the same colors, but you both got beanies on this morning because it's chilly.
And it was 2 degrees when I got up this morning.
And we're in gray and black, but in contrasting gray and black.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It would have been difficult. Flax, did you know the difference between these two? I mean, when you saw them outside there, could you have told the difference? I mean, you'd say you're a fan of Lochinvill. How well do you know these guys?
See, I've come to terms with the fact I will never know who's who. And I'm not shy anymore to just ask.
Yeah. Well, that's Brian. That's Andrew.
No, you're wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm not wrong. Go to hell. I'm not wrong. Give me shit. All right, you two. Listen, before we get into any of the games and the fun, you were with us in Soweto a while ago. Thank you for helping us to paint that school. It was very kind of you to be there. And I know
a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah, you guys have got a lot of things going on in your lives at the moment. You've always got new material coming out. You're performing left, right, and center. Business is good, right?
Yes, yeah. It really is. I mean, it's picked up a lot this year, and we've been keeping ourselves busy and, like you say, just constantly working on new stuff.
Mm-hmm. No. When you did this, the painting with us at Ikwezi Primary School, you told me that you were going off to L.A. Very day.
Yes.
That
very
evening. You flew that night.
Yes, we did.
Now, that's a long flight. Do we fly economy, business, first class?
Business. It makes it a lot better, yeah. It makes it bearable, yeah.
What kind of an airline is this?
We did SAA and Lufthansa,
Very nice. Business class is good, right?
No, you know, the food is fantastic.
Any hot stewardesses?
You know,
not on these flights.
But we connected. but we connected via Munich, and I fell in love about 100 times in that airport.
Yeah, German women. There's something about them. They're just
with
all
the armpit hair and.
No, I think you're thinking about the French.
Sorry, that's East German. Okay,
long
very good.
Time ago.
All right. So, any changes in relationships here? Who's single? Who's in relationships? What's still the same from the last time? Update us.
I'm still single, married to the game.
Yeah, no, yeah. But both of us are in the single thing. We're kind of just focusing on
Brian,
the music right
now. Last time you were very much in love.
No. And the thing is, there isn't any like hate. It's nothing like that. It's just a decision.
You jumped to that conclusion. I didn't.
Yeah, no. But the thing is, we're in two different cities, so it's like we just had to kind of.
It's impossible. I don't care what people say. You can't keep a long-term relationship.
No, I agree with you. No. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
You could try, but most people fail.
Yeah.
And the ones who manage to keep it going are probably having affairs.
I would tend to agree.
Because there's so many late night Skype calls that you can have. You know, honey,
that
you're looking
satisfactory. Yeah.
You know, it eventually just gets boring. All right, let's do something fun this morning, and we're going to play a quick game. I'm going to let Flax keep score of this one, and Pashita can jump in and judge as well. But chief judge among them, the chief justice of CliffCentral.com, is Mabale Moloi, and she is going to be the one who helps us decide who is the winner this morning in our little game of whose answer is more interesting. So I'm going to ask a few questions, guys, and you are then going to have to come up with an answer. You have to be honest in your answers.
Yeah.
And we will decide based on that how well you do. Whichever brother loses has to post an embarrassing picture on Instagram and Twitter. Deal?
Cool.
You could decide what embarrassing picture it is, but it needs to be embarrassing. Let's go. All right. Question number one for both of you. You can decide who goes first. The first question is, what is the most dirty piece of underwear in your cupboard? I mean, what is the most pornographic thing that you've ever worn as an undergarment?
What?
The most porno underwear you've got.
Like a
G-string or a jock
those
strap.
Things with chaps and
the things with the chaps or the ass mesh. Exposed.
You know,
mesh ones.
For the sake of this game, I wish I could say I've done one of those, but I got to be honest, I haven't.
I think that the closest I've ever come to anything like that is
you put on a purple
dress once when I was really drunk. That was a good friend
of ours. How did you get your hands on a purple dress?
There was a lady with a purple dress.
There was a girl there with a purple dress. And
so you took the dress off of her, smart?
So she was naked.
Yes. all of those good things. And there are pictures out there somewhere. I don't know where though.
Did somebody dare you to do it, or did you volunteer to put the dress on?
I don't think I volunteered. I'm pretty sure that there was a dare in there somewhere.
Flax, so what do? We give Brian a point for that. Andrew gets nothing.
That has to be a point.
What do you think?
It was a garment.
But it wasn't an undergarment.
Well, I'm pretty sure I put a jacket on
did
top.
Did I just throw a spanner in the works there?
Mabali, do you want to decide?
I mean, this is about giving the most creative answer, right?
Right.
Well, then I'm going to give it to Brian for
all right.
This one.
Okay.
Gets a point. Yes. One point to Brian. Andrew, you are now failing horribly and dismally at life.
No.
Okay.
Sucks.
Next question. What is your most terrible habit that you want to change, but you have had no success in changing so far? The most horrible habit that you want to change, you've had no success in doing this so far. What would it be?
That's a very good question.
Okay, let's go in reverse alphabetical order. Brian, you go first.
I suppose I can get, this is not very creative, but it is honest. I can get very irritated very, very quickly. And that's something that I would like to stop doing.
Well, do you have a temper tantrum every now and then?
Sometimes I can, a little bit.
So how would one know that, okay, Brian's irritated now? Do you lash out at people?
What do you do?
I mean,
become antisocial?
You'd be very, very aware.
Do you become anti-Semitic? Do you become... What happens?
You start punching people in the face.
All right. So you get irritated with people. It's not the worst habit in the world. I've been guilty of that my whole life. I don't think it's a bad habit. I think it's a quality.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, the only thing I can think of is every time I go out for lunch, and it doesn't matter whether it's at 11 or 2 or sunny or rainy, I always want to have a beer.
Mm.
And you're an alcoholic.
It's true.
Bordering on. Yeah.
Mabali, who do we give the points to on this one?
I'm giving Andrew that point. I myself don't see a problem with having beer every time you have lunch or breakfast.
Thanks, babe.
Or supper.
All right, one all. All right, gentlemen, next question. What is the least beautiful physical feature on yourself? What is your part of your body or your face or something else that you really don't like the most that you would like to change?
I gotta say I'm relatively happy with everything, but maybe my toes. They're big they're big and long.
Andrew
and
has hideous toes.
Yeah.
Like,
when I get blazed, I get a serious lazy eye.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Mubs
like very, very noticeable.
Mubs would know all about that. Sometimes both her eyes just close.
I mean, that's when I've really gone strong.
So
but are we talking like manky toes, like the hobbit's head in Lord of the
Rings? No, I'm just saying that hairy.
They're
almost ape-like. They're just big and long and just and just claw on things, you know.
That's fucking disgusting. All right, so Brian, you say you get a Paris Hilton eye when you're blazed. But I mean, Mubs, who do you think has the most embarrassing answer, the most truthful and horrible and revealing answer?
You've got to give that to me.
The feet,
definitely.
Andrew leads with 2 points.
Yes, please.
All right, when is the last time you watched porn?
I can actually tell you that when I was in Germany, a friend of mine sent a link, and he was saying that it was like some really important article that I had to read.
And
I was in the middle of the airport in the lounge.
Yes.
And it ended up being a link.
This is now recently.
This is now on this flight now. Oh. And it ended up being a porn link.
But the most recent one, I was actually hanging out with a good friend's dad, and he was showing me something.
That's Jesus. What kind of good friend's dad? Was this horrible porn, or was it just normal?
It was that kind of porn that you show to someone to freak them out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like two girls, one cup.
Yeah, that kind of
like
thing.
That kind of stuff. Nasty stuff.
In that vein.
I'm sensing Mubs might just give Andrew another point here.
I got it. Come on.
Well, hang on now. I don't know. So you opened the link to this porn and
in the airport.
In the middle of the lounge.
Yeah.
So was it one of those?
And the lounge is quiet.
But I mean, how many friends' dads show you these things? Come on.
Damn it, Andrew puts up a good fight.
Okay, so who is it? Come on.
But was it embarrassing? Did it play loudly? Did you have to shut it down?
I don't know how much more obvious to make it. I was in a very quiet lounge. And yes, porn started playing loud on my phone and people were wondering what was going on.
They were disgusted. They're like, oh, there's a South African celebrity misbehaving.
You know what? I'm going to give it to Brian.
Oh, come on.
They're even again.
I know.
All right.
Spice things up a little bit.
Okay, what is the thing that you've done that was mean and nasty that you most regret? And you don't have to mention the person concerned. Just tell us what you did. Like the time that you were just a real asshole. Most asshole story wins.
The one that comes to mind for me is we were doing a show on that Rock the Boat or whatever it was. This was like years ago.
Yes.
And then we had quite a big night, as I'm sure everybody did. And then I was in the elevator with a whole bunch of people and they all started like going, oh, Mr. Sun in my pocket and all that type of shit. And I ended up just being a serious asshole to them. But I felt good about it at the time.
Did you throw up on them?
I didn't go that far, but I did give them quite a piece of my mind on the whole awkward way down.
Did you shit on a piece of newspaper, put it outside their door, knock on the door and set the newspaper on fire?
That is exactly what I did.
Oh, okay. Is it because you were in one of those irritated moods?
I was in one of those irritated moods, yes. All right.
Very good. Okay, that's Brian's story. Andrew, yours?
Okay, I would say if I'm going to think about it, like most dick move is we were having a good party with a couple friends, and me and another friend got together and spiked another one of our other friends with something. Oh. I'm not going to say what it is, but he had no idea, and he had a good old time. But it was very funny.
What happened? I mean, what did he do?
He
must have done something really dumb.
He just started saying that he was feeling very weird.
And did he walk into things? Did he start taking off his clothes?
Kind of like didn't walk anywhere. Just kind of stood there looking at things.
And then his girlfriend was just there like, why is he acting so weird? I don't know what's wrong with him.
And you guys just pretended you had no idea.
Yeah. Right. Eventually, 3 hours later, we told him.
All right. Who's got the best story, Mubs?
Look, I'm going to forgive Brian because I imagine, you know, they get fed up with all that fan attention every now and again. Mm. They just want, you know, some alone time and just to be left alone.
And that scream that teenage girls make is...
It's a
and I know you don't just have teenage girls, but that scream can destroy your life. It's very piercing.
I went to go watch you guys once live, and that scream still haunts me.
It was an
hour of female screaming. Mm. I was a mess for 2 years.
I think research...
Needless to say, I haven't been back, so don't take it personally.
Research has determined that it's at a higher pitch than what that dog bell that only dogs hear.
Right.
It's a piercing sound.
It's a very, very evil
sound. I'm giving Andrew the point for spiking his friend.
I'm playing to win, I'm playing to win.
You are a dangerous friend to have, Andrew.
I'm going
to
start picking this game up.
Andrew is the Bill Cosby of the group.
Well, I've got a pill here for you.
Okay, ever wet your pants?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but like back in preschool days, I'm pretty sure when I was doing karate, I did it like in front of everyone.
Were you any good at karate?
Yeah, I mean I wasn't bad. I used to take people down, but I didn't follow it for too long.
All right, Brian, Andrew. Ever wet your pants?
Yes, at some point in my life, absolutely. And in fact, I think I went so far as like I was already doing it and woke up and just carried on because I was already there. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ever been bust masturbating, gentlemen? And by the way, Mubs, no points. Do we give points on that one?
No.
No points. No points for that one.
Okay.
No wetting your pants stories that were any good. And, you know, obviously when you're a kid, it doesn't count. Ever been bust masturbating? Anyone walked in on you?
I think any male in their teenage years had to have been bust at least once.
Who was it?
Who was what?
You can't speak in generalized form like this. So what happened?
Who walked in on you?
You're in your bedroom. you're thinking about Jenna Jameson.
Of course, as one does, yes.
All right. And what? It's your mom. It's the domestic worker. It's.
It was my damn dog.
No, that doesn't count. So, Andrew, no points straight off the bat.
And I was never caught.
You were never caught?
I was never caught.
All right. Well, guys, this brings us to conclusion. At this stage, the loser is Brian.
Woo!
That means that, Andrew, you escaped punishment. Brian has to post an embarrassing, sordid picture.
I will give it some thought, and I will make sure it's very embarrassing.
We expect this to be done before 12 p.m.
All right.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Done deal.
All right, listen, guys, seriously, onto the career for a second, because I know you've got lots of gigs and things going on. Where can we see you next?
We're actually doing I suppose not really a surprise now, we're doing a surprise little thing at Opie Copy tonight with our friend Chad.
And then tomorrow night we've got a show at Deep in Space at the Sands in Sandton. Then the 20th we'll be in Durban. And that's all I can remember for now.
Okay, but we can find you on Facebook. We can find you on Twitter.
Yes, and then September especially, we're going to be hitting like everywhere.
I remember I bump into you often at the airport, and you guys you're always going to a different place to where I'm going, which is probably a good thing because I think we'd end up very, very drunk and things would get out of control.
As it goes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm pleased that I haven't had to be in a city at the same time as you for a long time.
Well, that's very kind of you.
It's dangerous for pedestrians. And you've got your latest album out, which is called Taste the Weekend, and people must buy it. Easiest Indeed. To do that on iTunes?
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's available stores. On all platforms. It's on in all musicers and all good music stores, because they got to be good if they're stocking it. And yeah, and iTunes and all those good streaming services.
Why
that.
Don't we play your song?
I would love that.
All right. Let me see what I can find here. I'm going to play Cold Shoulder. Is that right?
Yeah, Cold Shoulder is the same.
All right, Lochinvill, very, very good. Andrew, Brian, thank you. Aren't you impressed that I managed to identify both of you?
Very. Impressed. I got to admit. Yeah.
I did not screw it up, which I try very hard to not do. Of course, I'm not as professional as I look. I look very professional.
This is true.
All right, guys, thank you very much for coming to see us again. And all the best for the weekend. Enjoy Opie Kopi.
Thank you.
What kind of... Are you staying there, obviously, in a luxury accommodation? You're not going to wallow through the mud with all the peasants.
We're staying at Sun City, yeah.
Oh, very good, because, of course, it's close, right?
It is pretty close. It's not as close as one would think, but close enough to do it.
Okay. Palace?
I'm not sure. Our friend booked the accommodation, yeah.
Not a bed and breakfast, surely. Not that... Vacation club.
I would assume not.
No.
I mean,
well, knows? You have to cater for your own. You have to bring your own food.
That's my favorite kind. Yeah. I make such good food.
All right. Well, let's not even get into it. Thank you very much, guys. A pleasure to see you, as always.
Thank you.
Have
good
an
to be
excellent
here.
Day. Well, I thought we'd play a little game. Have some fun.
Thanks, man.
Lochinvill, Andrew Brian Chapman. And we will keep informed with all of the goings-on in your lives. And when you've got another single to release, you can bring it here to us.
You know it.
You know you got our support anytime you need it.
Thank you,
guys.
Man.
Very, very good. Here's Cold Shoulder, everybody. Very cool music video too, by the way. Lochinvill, Sketchy Bongo, Cold Shoulder. Flax, please don't try. And he just explained to me. Flax said he tries to crash their house parties.
Guys,
by
they
stalking
are so
them.
Cool. They please. Must throw the maddest parties.
Of course they do, but you're not invited, and you mustn't try and crash their parties.
One day I'll infiltrate their group.
Okay.
This is a big
you
warning.
You just want to hang out with everyone, though.
I can imagine them playing like a club gig and then like going home with a whole bunch of chicks.
Yeah.
Like mad sound system at home. They DJ a bit. There's Hennessy flowing.
Mm-hmm.
They're like the Justin Biebers of South Africa.
Yes, they are. And there are two of them.
So two of them. Double
the
trouble.
Fun. Right. All right. So there we go. Andrew and Brian from Lochinvill. And thank you to them also for being part of our Mandela Day program where we were in Ikwezi Primary School in Soweto. We painted out the school and we got together with Kellogg's and did some amazing stuff there. And we did it with Lochinvill, with Boiti, with a bunch of other people who were there too. Tressor, who we met the other day too. Good crew we managed to assemble for that day. Okay, we'll do an election update in just a second because the final results are getting closer and closer. Before we finish up with that, let me tell you what's on today on cliffcentral.com. I see he's here already, Dave Levinson and Eric Janssen. They're going to be talking about comedy and the Gas Comedy Podcast, London Calling. The guys are awesome comedians before. They perform abroad to find out who they voted for. Aren't you interested in who comedians vote for?
Yes, actually.
Well, yeah, that more why they vote for the certain people.
Yeah.
The party's not interesting. It's why they do it.
I'm curious because I think a lot of people don't want to say who they voted for because immediately you get put in a box. Particularly if you're a white person who votes ANC, then a lot of white people are on your case. If you're a black person who votes DA, there are a lot of black people in your case. You know, South Africa is complicated.
But then maybe comedians vote along those same lines as the rest of us, because in this country we vote according to those boxes that we
right.
get put in.
And you know, it used to be that like people thought they would, if you found out that someone was voting EFF, they were cool. But it turns out there are not that many people voting EFF. If you look at the latest results, but we'll get into that in a moment. Gas Comedy Podcast at 9. Sex Talk with Jonty Searle and the team. This week's guest, Derek Searle, a male porn star and stripper. What do women do on girls' night? How does a male stripper have a relationship? Is performance ever an issue? They go under the covers into the adult entertainment industry.
Oh.
Suit you on Sex Talk with Jonty Searle and the team. The Casper Radio Show, we've already heard from Casper and the gang, who will bring you all the usual Friday fun and the craziness, Konsistori, Stoff Poopies, Musing News, Out There, Thought of the Week, and the boys and girls of Cliff Central. Today, O'Neill on Cliff Central. With O'Neill, it's a three-hour special. 3 hours this week with O'Neill.
Sure.
They've got rapper Solo and his band will join the show for a full-hour special. Reason returns for a brief visit to talk about his new single. And Prom Nights make their 00C debut today. Packed show with O'Neill. Kelman on Cliff Central, Aria Kelman. It's a regular Friday. Aria and Michael Flax check out what is trending locally in...
Relax, it's Flax. And today is a powerhouse edition. Honestly, let me read you a headline for like the first story we might start off with. Ozzy Osbourne says he's been battling sex addiction. So we'll dive into that.
Addiction?
Kanye West is collabing with Drake. We're going to check that out.
Now, Michael, is that because when he has sex, he has to add 4 and 4?
What?
Well, sex addiction.
Huh?
Sex addiction. Is what Flax
addiction.
Meant, Ben. Don't be so... Ben is such a stickler for you pronouncing
so cynical
it.
Cynical and naive.
Well, I thought it was a new thing in Hollywood. I don't know. You're bored with sex, you start doing addition. We had that kid in yesterday. That's for sure what he's going to grow up and do.
I like when Flax fights back with you. That's funny. So relax, it's Flax today on Kelman on Cliff Central, 4 o'clock. But it's got its own page.
Yes.
Which you can go and see. Go along to cliffcentral.com/...
Relax, it's Flax.
Very good.
And have a party.
There we go. You can even hear the old episodes if you need more than just today. Okay, that is followed by the latest gaming news with Alessandro Barbosa, who looks just like Flax. And he will be talking gaming. Of course, gaming, a big deal here on cliffcentral.com. You won't find a lot of gaming on any other major media channels because they don't care about it. We know gamers are the coolest people on earth. Gaming is everywhere. So, who else have we got? We've got Safaraz Cindy, who will pop in to talk about the upcoming Lurie's. Myra Kutzer, who is going to join from the US to talk about breastfeeding month. But while we're talking about the Lurie's, with 2 weeks left until the Lurie's Creative Week in Durban, the countdown has begun. If you haven't booked your tickets yet, get cracking. I know lots and lots of people who are in the advertising industry listen to us. So, here's what you need to know. It's going to be 6 epic days in the warm Durban winter. For bookings, go to Lurie's, Lurie's.com. That's Lurie's.com. What is it? Lurie's.com.
That's it.
Right. I'll just say it a fourth time in case my buddy doesn't get it.
Lurie's.com.
Thank you. Go along and book your tickets now. We spoke to the CEO of the Lurie's yesterday. He says he guarantees it's going to be the best party in town. Okay, what else did I have to get out of the way today? There's so much to talk about. Oh, yes, I said I'd give you an election update. All right, are you ready, Mubs, for a little look at the elections? Everybody's obsessed with these results as they come in this morning. A lot of places are completely counted up and ready to go, but some are still putting in their last-minute checks make sure.
Let's hear it.
All right, where do you want to go? I'll give you the total vote for a start, the whole country, at the moment. 54.23% for the ANC across the country in the municipal and local elections, which means they have not only dropped below 60%, which is what Gwede was worried about, but they've also dropped below 55%, barely clinging to a majority here, the ANC. This is a great thing for democracy because it means you have parties that are more or less equally strong, so they can start fighting with each other, and they both have equal clout. Obviously, with the DA being quite considerably smaller than the ANC in South Africa, they will have to make coalitions in various municipalities and ally with the other parties. But if it means that they can rule the roost, they'll make all kinds of exceptions.
Sure.
All right, where do you want to go first?
Okay, well, we already know that the Western Cape belongs to the DA, right?
The whole of the Western Cape.
Nelson Mandela Bay, I see Jackson Mthembu was on one of the radio stations this morning saying that the ANC have now withdrawn that complaint that they'd initially filed in Nelson Mandela Bay,
okay,
raising the issue of the batches of ballots that were found unattended.
All right.
And he has said that the party admits defeat in Nelson Mandela Bay. So.
Okay, so the ANC have acknowledged that they will not take the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. This is a victory for the people of PE who turned out in their numbers. But also, obviously, for the ANC, it's a bit of a smack because they put Danny Yordan in there. They really tried to fix things up ahead of this election. They campaigned very hard in Nelson Mandela Bay. But unfortunately for them, only 40.99% of the vote. So 41% if you round it off, of the vote to the ANC, which means that if the DA get together with the Smolanyanas, they've got 46.65. They only really need 3.5% to make a government.
They need to talk to the EFF. They got 5% in that municipality.
Correct. All right, next one. What do you want to look at next?
Okay, so let's go to the tougher ones. Let's start with Tshwane.
Tshwane,
where
of course,
it's neck and neck, almost.
That's right. It is up for grabs, Tshwane Metro. At the moment, in Gauteng as a province, the leading party is the ANC with 44.9%, the DA at 38.69%. But in Tshwane, it's much, much tighter. 43% to the DA and 41% to the ANC. You remember we predicted yesterday it would be 42-42-10. And it looks like it might be exactly that. EFF managing at 10.57%, not a bad showing in Tshwane for the EFF, but the DA ahead by just 1 or 2% at this point.
So sorry, did you say that in Joburg the ANC are ahead?
I'll give you Joburg.
Oh.
So Tshwane, they're going to have to make a coalition of some kind, whoever wants to rule there. It's either the ANC or the DA. They're all going to be cobbling together all sorts of coalitions today. There's going to be a lot of phone calls, very, very important phone calls made between parties. Johannesburg, also tightly fought race. Do you want to know what the close percentages are there? ANC 41.84, DA 41.72.
No way!
Less than a percentage point. That means Parkstau or Herman Mashaba. That's how close it is. EFF managing 10.8%
also
in Johannesburg.
So 10 in Tshwane and 10 in Joburg.
That's right. More than 10 in both. 10.5, 10.8. All right. So that's very exciting. Joburg is also up for grabs. So in case you thought that that was cut and dried, remember, everybody was saying Tshwane was a sure thing for the DA, or it was more likely for the DA. Johannesburg, not so much. Well, turns out, could be just as close. While we're in Gauteng, the other place that everybody's talking about is Ekurhuleni, of course, an important part of the Johannesburg metro, the Gauteng province, rather. It's its own metro. Ekurhuleni, the place where we have our Tambo Airport, we have huge industrial areas, we have quite a few townships. It's a very, very populous part of South Africa. And, of course, we have all the gangsters in Bedford View as well, who turned out in their numbers to vote EFF. So who have we got there? The ANC at 47.44, so just short. And there's still one or two wards that need to report there. But at this point, the DA at 35.91, sounds like it's not enough, but combine that with the EFF 11.19 and the Smolanyanas, and you've got perhaps enough for the DA to make a coalition against the ANC in Ekurhuleni, because you need over 50.
You do. That's the magic number.
So very exciting stuff. The people of Ekurhuleni can't believe it because they thought they had no real election contest on. They woke up this morning to a real contest. Okay. Anything else that's interesting that you want to look at? Because there are some other smaller municipalities that are being decided. I mean, there is Midvaal, which the DA have held on to with a very, very strong lead. There are places in Limpopo, believe it or not. Modimolle could be up for grabs. No one has a direct majority there, a straightforward majority. There are places in the northwest, like Rustenburg, that also don't have a straight 50% majority for any party. Mpumalanga is pretty much the ANC stronghold, 70.73%. The Free State is pretty much an ANC stronghold, 61.65%. Although Mangaung, Bloemfontein, where Mabali went to university,
high school.
Sorry, high school. That's right. You went to university in KZN. Yeah. Mangaung, you want to look at that quickly?
Yeah.
All righty. Let me get that for you. I'm checking. These are live results, by the way, as they come in. So the Mangaung municipality is, let's see, 56.52% ANC, 25.96% DA. Unlikely, then, that anybody but the ANC will decide the future of Mangaung. Buffalo City, similar thing, over 50% for the ANC. Ekurhuleni we're still waiting for, but it looks like the ANC have more than 50% there as well. So Durban will continue to be ANC. All right, anything else?
Sure.
I think we've covered it.
I think we've got it covered.
I think we've done our work. I think our work is done. Our job is finished here.
Political correspondence on another level, huh?
Thank you.
Seriously, I got more out of that last 5 minutes. I got out of like hours yesterday on TV.
Well, we don't have enough time. And then, of course, the ANC embarrassingly losing the Nkandla municipality, where Gedleyihlekisa, the president, casts his vote.
But didn't the IFP always have that?
Yeah, they did before, but the ANC were confident they would take it away from the IFP this year. Remember, the IFP, they basically did nothing in terms of campaigning for the election.
No, they really didn't.
So they managed to hold on to quite a lot of KwaZulu-Natal, obviously in, you know, kind of northern KwaZulu-Natal, places like Ulundi, Abakulusi, Nkotu, Singa, Estcourt, Loskop, Hlutlui and Somkele and Nongoma. These are all very strong traditional Zulu wards. Jozini and even Umlazi
is IFP.
Mm-hmm. Then of course we've got the Umvoti municipality there too. Mapumulo, also IFP. And then the big metros, which is Durban, Ethekwini and Kwadukuza, which is further up the north coast. Those are ANC. All right?
Okay.
All right. I think we've looked at the whole country. I don't want to go through any more of this.
All right.
I'm over it. I'm done. It's the weekend, baby. It's all coming up. All right, Flax, do you want to throw in a quick game? Because we've got a little bit of time.
Let's do this. Right. So I'll even let you guys choose the game. Mm-hmm. So you have two options.
All right.
We can either do What the Fuck, Fred, or we can do Guess the Gap.
Wow.
I want to guess the gap.
Okay, guess the gap. Let me explain the rules of the game.
All right.
These are celebrities who are either in relationships right now or have been in relationships. Very famous celebrities. I want you to guess the age gap between these celebrities.
Ah, very nice. Okay, I like this.
Okay, let's start with... I know these two broke up, but Sean Penn and Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron?
The age gap, ne?
Yes.
It's...
13 years.
16 years.
Mubs says 16. Pashita says 10. Ben says 12. I said.
I'm going to have to give this one to Mubs. 15 years.
Wow.
Nice one, Mabani. Okay.
Go Mubs.
What about Adam Levine and his girlfriend?
Well, that's his wife.
Bahati Prinsloo.
Bahati Prinsloo. Okay, so Bahati.
Nine.
Bahati is a modal, so yeah. She must. I mean,
she's in her 20s.
She's required to be young still, if she's, you know, because they toss them out when they turn 28 or something.
Yes.
Exactly.
So how old is Adam Levine, though?
Is it in his 30s?
I would say his late 30s.
Yeah. Adam Levine, yeah. I would say the gap between them is probably 15 years.
Incorrect.
11?
Getting warmer.
I had 9.
12? Getting warmer. Warmer.
No.
14?
No, you're going the wrong
guys,
direction.
It has to be less than 9.
So then it's
less than 9?
It's about 7.
I mean, more than 9, but less than 10.
8. Sorry?
I mean, more than 9, but less than 11.
God.
Okay, just tell us. 10.
So
10.
I was closest to
10 years. Okay, Jesus.
Let me go for one that's harder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about Bradley Cooper and Suki Waterhouse?
Wow.
Who is Suki Waterhouse?
That will be 18 years.
How'd you know that?
Ooh, Ben.
Because, Michael, I'm the only one that actually grasps numbers on this show, so you should
that's
be harder.
Guys, no, who is right. Suki Waterhouse?
I don't know.
She's 24 years old. She's an English model and actress. And her dad's name is Norman.
Ben, you've been Googling.
That's all I've got for you. Well, after winning Fair and Square, I've been Googled her name.
Ben, you've been Googling.
18. Okay.
Unacceptable.
She's 24.
So, Bradley Cooper is 30 what?
He's a pervert, more like.
He's yeah. 4.
That's a lot of gap.
Ooh.
Mind the gap.
Yeah.
Next one.
Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
Yeah, that's Ally McBeal and Harrison Ford. This has got to be 20 years.
28.
24.
18.
23 years.
I'll take it. I'll have that one. Thank you very much.
So she's 83 then.
Yeah, because he's 170.
Ally McBeal.
Wow.
What about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, who's just broke up?
That doesn't. Yeah.
Amber.
Yeah, he's in his 50s. She's late. I'm gonna go with 23.
It's quite a gap. Yeah, I'd say 20.
25.
Ben is spot on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ben is good at this
game.
You're
number genius.
Thanks.
No, he's just smarter than us.
I'm not Googling anything. My hands are off.
Yeah, don't Google, please.
I'll be shocked if Ben gets the next one.
All right.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Ooh.
Ah, okay. Oh.
Mariah's substantially
she's
older.
By 16 years.
12.
17.
Mubs is the closest. 11 years.
Okay, that's not such a bad one. All right.
What
fair
about
enough.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
Ooh, interesting. 20.
No.
Angelina, no, I think they've got a very small gap, actually. I think it's probably about 7 or 8 years.
4.
Reasonably small, I mean, compared to Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yeah.
They've got 11 years between them.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow, how old is she?
No,
she is 39 and Brad's 50.
What?
Okay. Wow. That's not too bad.
She's 39.
39.
Gosh.
Not bad, huh?
She doesn't look like it, though.
No.
What
you
about
thought she was older or younger, Ben?
I thought she was older.
She could pass as older these days. She looks all gaunt and stuff.
Yeah.
It depends on how much weight she's got on the face. I'm afraid, Flex, that's all we got time for this morning. We've got to move on. It's time for Unnews, and we're clearing the way for the Gas Comedy Podcast this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you to Mabale Moloi, our news correspondent on the elections.
Thank you, Gareth.
And to Ben Maggs at the news desk.
Thank you, Gareth.
And Iman Ramapeti at the correspondence desk.
Ben, who has been so helpful in helping us with the countdown to the Olympics.
Ben, thank you so much for that Olympic countdown.
I feel like we've got through a big chapter in my life with today being DJ.
Yes. Of course. And Peshita, thank you very much for coming in this morning at 7:30.
Oh, it was 10 minutes to 7.
No, I know, because at least you don't have to be waking up at 4, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Flax, thank you very much for putting together another sterling show this Friday morning. All right. Everybody have a lovely weekend. Enjoy what's left of the election results. There's going to be a lot of public shaming of people over the weekend. There's going to be a lot of nastiness on Twitter. So brace yourself for it. If you don't want any part of it, stay off Twitter. Everybody's going to be hated. The DA, the ANC, the IFP, the EFF, they're all going to be hating on each other for the next 24 hours. And then they'll all be making the best of friends because they have to make governments in all the metros. I hope you end up with the government you deserve. And you can interpret that any way you like. I will see you on Monday morning, bright and early, 6 o'clock. We'll all be here. Tuesday's a holiday, and then we're back again on Wednesday. So get ready for a roller coaster ride. South Africa's the best place to be right now. You can say many things about this country of ours, but it's never boring. Isn't that right, Ben?
Correct.
All right, let's move on. Here's the unnews for today. The election results continue to pour in, and with it comes more anxiety for the ANC. Jacob Zuma has called for an emergency meeting of his pastors. Zuma asked God for a good election, but these results aren't showing that. He has, however, been rock hard for weeks, so the pastors are saying he needs to work on his pronunciation, as God can only do what is asked of him. Election erection, you get it, right. Number two, the most important stories, remember. Elsewhere in the party, the ANC are coming to terms with losing Nelson Mandela Bay to the DA. They will concede defeat, but they refuse to let the DA take control of anything with the name Nelson Mandela in it. Nelson Mandela Bay will from today on be called Port Maimanibeth. Got it? Port Maimanibeth. And then, the Olympics start today. As funds are so low for the opening ceremony, local organizers are turning to desperate measures to wow the crowd. With 13 fireworks on the stadium roof and Giselle in a bikini, that's all they have at the moment. They've asked the New Zealand Sevens team to do a haka, Andy Murray to stand next to Novak Djokovic and cry, and for Usain Bolt to do his lightning pose for about an hour. If they all play ball, they could yet pull this off. Have a great day. We will see you on Monday. Be good if you're not take photos, blah, 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 blah. CliffCentral.com.